Oh, hi. Thanks for holding. Is this Brett again?
Yeah, it's Brett again.
I think somehow after we connected, it didn't stick or something, but Danny said he'd send it back.
Yeah, he pressed the wrong button, he said, so it's all good.
Okay, good. Well, I'm happy that I have you now. So, were you wanting to reactivate your account?
Yeah, well, I was trying to figure out how much and what's going on and then go from there.
Okay. Yeah, so I do show that you had an account with us and it canceled just because we were having trouble with the payment. So because of that, we can still reactivate the account at the same price point that you had, which is $129 month to month. And then I think the website would stay the same because we're catching it in time. BeesConcreteLLC.com. There's a big orange banner at the top that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's because the account had canceled. But now that you're reactivating, that orange banner will come off the site and it will be fully functional again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to recap with you what's included in that package just to kind of refresh your memory? Because it has been a couple months, it looks like.
Yeah, I'd love for you to do that.
Of course, yeah. So that will include your first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. We would reprogram you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform, you know, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. You know, and as you know, that's a huge market that you're able to capitalize on.
Right.
Mhm. Now, have you been getting since the account canceled? Have you been getting the leads that are coming through the dashboard? Because there's been some. I mean,
no, I have
quite
not.
A few.
It's been telling me that leads are coming, but I got to reactivate to get those.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But the most recent one just came on September 14th. So you know, you might be able to get in contact with that one, or they might have actually called you if they didn't hear back, but it was from Eric Davis on 4244 South Macy Circle in Tucson. Does that ring a bell at all, or no?
Do you have a number? No. Do you have a number for me?
Yeah, it's 707-724-0171.
724-0171?
Yep, and it says, I need two guys to order concrete 2.75 yards and bring the concrete via their wheelbarrows into a pit, and he gives the dimensions of the pit for a swim spa in the backyard. The concrete needs to be rough, smooth, then you can go. Need to do the final finishing of the concrete. Project date is 9/20. Ooh, that's tomorrow. 9/20 is tomorrow, so yeah. I mean, you might be able to reach out to him. He might have already gotten it covered. But, you know, the nice thing is once you reactivate, you'll be able to go in and kind of review some of these past and present leads and see if you can.
What is the number again?
It's 707-724-0171.
All right, I'm going to call it real quick so just so I can save it. And then just give me 1 second.
Sure, no problem.
All right, can you hear me?
Yep.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
Of course, no problem.
Where I'm at right now, just to be friends with you. What's up?
Yes.
So just to be frank with
right
you,
now?
I'm
mm-hmm.
no where I'm at right now is I'm getting 50 scam calls a day, and I can't decipher which an actual lead from my website or not my website, my Google profile, and who really is an actual or a scam caller versus a potential customer, and so that's where I'm at. And to be able to pay you guys to have that Google number and then to save that to know it's an actual customer and then have something sent to me is worth $120, and that's where I'm at. Plus, what you guys are doing, SEOs and everything else, that's icing on the cake. So that's where we're at.
100%, yeah. So you want us to put a call tracking number on here, right? That way you can kind of see the calls that are coming in. Okay, you got it. So
definitely to be able to get the messages. You guys text me right away, like, here's the information, you know, and then even to save, let's say you guys give me a different Google number, right? And they call that number, and that number calls me, well, I save that as a contact, as a lead, and I'm actually knowing to decipher if that's a lead from my website or my Google profile, or it's just a random call. That's where I'm at.
Right. Okay. So the call tracking will come with an app too, where you can also go on the app and get the calls that are coming in that way. But since you're getting so many spam callers, Brett, have you or are you using anything else for your business, like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads or anything like that?
I have used Angie Leads, and I'm assuming it's from Angie Leads. I'm assuming it's from my Google profile. It's probably from all these different things. Well, mainly just Angie's Leads, I haven't worked with them for 8 months, but my profile is probably still on there. Obviously, my information is still stored. And I'm just getting so many scam calls that I don't even answer my phone unless it's a stay in contact anymore. And I know for a fact I'm missing out on a lot of leads here.
Yeah, if you're not working with them anymore, you might want to call them and ask them to take you off their directory. Because even if you're not working with them, they'll keep you up on the directory. And then there's all these scam companies that can put in, you know, concrete contractors in Arizona onto Angie Leads, and then they get pages and pages of leads, and they just call through all of them. So I think if you're suspicious that might be the source, if you, you know, put the call tracking number on this campaign and ask them to take you off the directory, I think that's going to help you a lot, you know, those two things together. So my question, though, is for the 129, is it going to be still the same billing address that we had before, which is the 3981 South MJ Avenue?
Yes.
Okay, good. So that stays the same. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, so just refresh me on what you guys are going to provide first.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to do the website, the hosting, the first page placement on Google and Bing, some of the directories, and the mobile platform. And then on top of it, we'll get a call tracking number for you and the app that goes with the call tracking number. That way you can distinguish the calls that are coming through your Google campaign. Okay?
Okay. And you said 129?
Yeah. Yep. It's month to month, no contract. So, you know, it's the same pricing that you had before, which is good. I'll still be able to honor it for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So does it say your name on the card, Brett, or the company name, or both?
My name.
Okay. Any middle name or initial, or is it just first and last?
First and last.
Okay. And then the card number?
One second here. So when can you guys give me that Google number, though?
So I'll send that department a message. We close in 20 minutes, so I'm not sure if they'll be able to do it today. If they're available, they will do it today. If not, no later than Monday.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you ready?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, 4342.
Okay.
5610.
Got it.
9538-6942.
Okay. And expiration?
0628.
628. And the code?
996.
Okay. So prior to this canceling, had you been on your dashboard at all to retrieve the other leads, you know, that came before that or not? You just went by the emails and the text that reminded you?
It won't let me on the dashboard. It says they reactivated that.
No, I know. But before it was canceled, had you ever been on the dashboard to kind of pull leads that way or no?
Yeah, I have.
You had? Okay, good.
Before.
So, yeah, before. Okay, that reason I'm asking is I'll reactivate this and then I'll send you a fresh login to the dashboard. That way you'll be able to go in and, you know, kind of pick up anything that was missed during the month that it was down. And then it's just
okay.
Having me adjust the start date because today is September 19th. Mm-hmm.
And one thing that you could do for me if you can, I don't know if you can or not, but if you
yes.
could, you know, make sure they're sending these SEOs out, make sure they're on top of this, because I had a couple problems before about this. We don't need to get into that. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had a call a bunch of times like, hey, man, you guys are doing your job. I'm paying, but I'm not, I don't feel like you guys are doing anything. So,
I guess what I'm trying to say here
is, to make sure or whatever you can do. I know you're probably limited on what you really can do, but if you could really look out and actually try to help me here, then I'd really appreciate that.
Of course. I'm going to have the technicians go through a performance update on your account, and they will be catching you up on any algorithm updates that took place while your account was down. And then I'm also going to have them start redoing weekly posts on your campaign so that will keep your Google listing fresh and active in addition to the optimization that they're doing and all of the programming and the content creation and the backlinks and everything else that they're doing on the campaign, right? So I'm going to have them catch up on all of that for you as well. Yeah, and then the one thing that you can do on your end that will help is you have let me just make sure I look at it before I say this, but I'm pretty sure that you have some good reviews on your Google page, which you do. So work on getting some more 5-star ratings on the Google listing, and I'll send you a review generator email that will help you with that. So it will say, you know, thank you for using these.
Like, just put that link and send it to them, and they can just go straight. Because that's what I was doing before, but I stopped. So I've been doing a lot of jobs, but I haven't really been paying, like, keeping up with that. So,
yes,
yeah,
that
if you
will
could
help
send me
you.
That, send it, mm-hmm, send it to my phone. If you can.
Okay, so I'm going to send it to your email right now, but that will automatically trigger a text. So you'll have that link in your email, but you'll also have it in a text message. So you'll have two different ways that you can utilize it. And then I'm also going to send you the fresh login to your dashboard just so that you have it. So let's see here. I just sent the one email that says learn how to get more reviews. So your text will be coming in the next couple of minutes. And then this one will say, login credentials to advanced reporting. Okay, so Brett, before I send this, the password on this is blank, which means that back in the day, you went and you changed it to something that you wanted. If you think you know what it is, I'll just send you the link and the username, and you could try to get in with the password that you know. But if you feel more comfortable, I can just reset it to a temporary password to let you in, and then you could always change it again after the fact.
Yeah, send me that, and I'll just change it just so we don't even have to...
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, because sometimes people, yeah, they think they know it and then they don't, and then they have to call back to reset it. I think it's better to do it like you are. We just reset it all now. That way you get a fresh temporary password, and then you can just reset it again down the road. Okay, so I did that. I sent that to you. I sent you the new temporary password, and I also sent you the review generator email. So start on those couple of things, and like I said, I'll be sending the technicians a message to kind of go in and get you caught up on all of the SEO programming that was missed during the month that you were down, okay?
Okay.
All right. And other than that, you are all good to go. So I'm glad that it worked out for you, Brett. Have a very profitable year, and then also have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Yeah, you too. And if I have any problems, I'm going to reach out to you.
Please do. Yeah, my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. And I'll preface that and let you know that I don't do programming. I'm not a technician. You might call me and I can't help you, but I certainly can get you to the person that can. You know what I mean? So just use me as a point of contact. I definitely would welcome that, okay?
That sounds good to me.
All right, sounds good. And in the meantime, have a nice rest of your weekend, too.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. Thanks. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye. Yeah.